Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to once again thank those joining us here on the radio side of our program, those tuning in through 92.3 FM. We also welcome our good friends joining us online around the world thanks to blogtalkradio.com, either through our switchboard, our live chat, or our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. Recording artist Appointed is making her first appearance on the program this afternoon to talk to us not only about her message through music, but also what it's been like for her to share her ministry as well. You guys are going to be listening to music from her here in just a moment, and also we're going to be letting you guys know how you can show your support as well. Here is Appointed with her single, What You're Missing. We'll be right back with Conversations Live. Stay with us.
How I be, just stop and listen, take your time, heed the word, hear what you're missing.
Just stop and listen, take your time, heed the word, and hear what you're missing.
Just stop and listen, take your time, heed the word, hear what you're missing.
Just stop and listen, take your time.
Yo, our poetic independence gets revoked when we be Christians, but justice done poetically when you actually stop and listen. Still cats say my content is not up to par, but I came to raise the standard beyond these eight bars, beyond the allergies of the moon and the stars, beyond the industry's iniquities, the ambiance, like politicians praising God to get a shakedown. Music without God is just noise in the background.
Kick off your shoes and settle out, sell with us, like the now, my child Jesus does, on and on. So when your back is on the wall, stop and listen, God's what you're missing. For you're never alone, God watching from his throne. And you see no hope, no Jesus right there to help you cope.
Just stop and listen, take your time, heed the word, hear what you're missing.
Just stop and listen, take your time, heed the word, and hear what you're missing.
Just stop and listen.
I see the sunshine through the storm clouds rumbling, tumbling past the stages of life. It's kind of humbling. Pages of papyrus scribes are written for the people beyond the 12 tribes where the Gentiles are equal. I find peace in places that pose safe with peace. With peace of mind in the rhyme, I find release. It's so pleasant whenever my God is present. He's there, he's omnipresent, and his love will never cease.
Ayo, my flowetry is holding me in a place that's exposing me with quite confidence. I stay openly speaking, tweaking this confusion by improving my walk. Through so divine lines, I find peace in this raging storm. We're hitting snipers trying to stuff me out, looking to take my purpose in this life carousel. But nothing can shake this path that I walk, from the road to Damascus to where he paid the cost.
What you're missing.
Just stop and listen, take your time, heed the word, hear what you're missing.
Just stop and listen, take your time, heed the word, and hear what you're missing.
Consider the lilies of the field, they don't work or toil, dying not living forever, isn't my God's will. Try him, he'll make you holy royal, take a little time to listen. Put him on the brain.
Just stop and listen. Take your time. Heed the word. Hear what you're missing.
Just stop and listen. Take your time. Heed the word. And hear what you're missing.
Just stop and listen. Take your time. Heed the word. Hear what you're missing.
Just stop and listen. Take your time. Heed the word. And hear what you're missing.
This is what I am. This is how I be.
Come on.
was appointed with what you're missing here on Conversations Live 92.3 for our radio listeners, but online around the world thanks to blogtalkradio.com. As I said, Appointed is on with us this afternoon to talk to us about her love of music and the meaning behind it. Appointed, good afternoon to you and welcome to the program.
Thank you, Cyrus. Thank you so much for having me. Yay!
Well, we're glad to have you on with us. Congratulations to you on not only the success you've been able to have, but also that which is to come. That single, I should let our listeners know, is available for free at Reverb Nation. Once you're able to fan Appointed's page there, you're able to get that song as a free download. We're going to be telling you guys about another single that you guys can purchase on Amazon a little bit later called Get It Now. But Appointed, talk to us about what this experience has been like for you to be able to not only share your love of music, but also to share a message along the way.
Wow, it's just been like a roller coaster, you know, really and truly. It's up and down, but it's continual. It's ongoing, and it's a process. And I'm so grateful, you know, just to like be where I am now because, you know, it's where I believe the Lord wants me to be. And doors are opening for me in terms of ministry opportunities and places to talk about my ministry and stuff like that. So it's just like been phenomenal.
Yeah.
Go on.
Yeah. You know, what I think is so great, though, Appointed, is that, you know, you have found, you know, what is your place, you know, what you're supposed to be doing. When did you first realize that, though? I mean, because a lot of people, as you know, they go through life and they, you know, for, you know, many years, they don't have any idea what God wants for them to do, even what they want to do with their own lives. When did you know that music was going to be the way that people not only got to know you, but also got to get a message from you?
You know, sadly to say, even though I've really been doing it for a minute, it's just like been recently that it's just been birthed in my heart. It's that this is, I'm one of those mindless people, you know, being transparent now. I just didn't really quite get it. I kind of knew that I was doing something I should be doing because it was proclaiming the message, but just to know in my heart that this is really where God wants me to be, that's been a recent thing. So that's a good question. That's deep, brother.
Well, you know, I think, I mean, it's just one of those things. I think that a lot of people, they wonder, you know, what am I supposed to do? And, you know, we all know what it's like when someone tells us what we're good at or what they feel it, but I think it's really about your being able to feel it. So let me ask you this then. So once you did realize it, you know, even though it may have been recently, talk to us about the experience of doing it and how freeing that was. I mean, did it feel like for you, oh, yeah, this is it? This is what I was supposed to be doing all along?
Absolutely. That's exactly it. I almost couldn't have said it better. It was a very liberating moment, very freeing, you know, to recognize that, hey, this is your place. This is what you're supposed to be doing. And no doubts, you know, no ifs, ands, and buts about it, but just like, you know, determination, perseverance, and all of that, you know, in my heart that this is really what God wants me to do. It was a big eye-opener. And as you said, you know, freeing. It was very, very freeing, very liberating.
Well, I think that's one of the best things that we can have is freedom. For those that are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. Recording artist Appointed is joining us, and we're talking to her not only about the music she's creating, but also the message when she first realized it. I want to talk about the single we started off the program with, What You're Missing, because, you know, listening to that song, it's very, very upbeat. It's very hip. It's a very now song. Do you think that has been one of the appeals of your message, Appointed, is that it kind of reaches people where they are in their own lives, and then the music catches them, but then the message gets them?
Yeah, we, you know, like one of our banners reads, it says Appointed, you know, music with a message, and we have a message in each and every song, and it's a Christ-centered message, and sometimes it's not as obvious as other times, but it's definitely there, the Christ-centered message, and it's a message of hope, and it's a message of you can do it, you can do it, you can do it too, you know, or you can do it first, you know, so it's like, it's all about, you know, that we can do all things through Christ who gives us strength, and I truly believe that we can do that.
Yeah, that is a really good point. I'm glad you mentioned that. It's funny, I had a guest on the program just yesterday, and that was part of their mantra, that scripture in Philippians. So for you, I mean, and those words are great, and I was actually talking to our guest last hour, who wrote a book called Imperfect Spirituality, Appointed, about how we know mentally, we know that, but when did you first really realize it? you know, for you, I mean, we know the words, you know, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. But when did that first become real for you that, you know what, along this walk that you're on, that that is really the case, that nothing is impossible with God? When did you realize that personally?
Well, I can say that one eye-opener for me, or one thing that kind of, like, you know, put me up on my game in that area, is that years ago I wanted to do this thing at the sports arena in San Diego, and I didn't have the money to rent the place, but I just went in there, you know, like walking in the invisible. I went in there like David against Goliath, and, you know, I still had conversations with the people, and next thing you know, I'm renting the sports arena with no money. So that was just like, you know, that was like, you are awesome. You know, because I got the sports arena with no money. I had no money. And I was there like, you know, hobnobbing with the big wigs and stuff. And, you know, really rich people were coming in and out. And there I was, you know, with no money, renting out the sports arena. So that was pretty awesome.
Yeah. And that example, just that in itself, is an example for other people. Did you know going into this, because the music business, of course, is a business, even though you're doing a ministry, it is still a business. Did you realize that you're going through the business aspect and sharing the message and doing what felt right to you, did you know that that was going to be an inspiration to other people as to what was possible for them?
I can honestly say I didn't have, like, that idea. You know, I just felt like, you know, what I was doing was going to be a blessing somehow because, you know, remember where he says that, you know, if he's lifted up, he's going to draw me near or not.
Right.
So I'm just like, you know, I'm like, well, I'm doing something for him. And whether it's in truth or pretense, it's still going to work because God knows how to work it. You know, he knows how to use it. So that was kind of like my attitude.
And I think that's an attitude that a lot of people can learn a lot from. Appointed, again, is our guest. The single we started off the program with is a single called What You're Missing. It's available for free when you guys join her on Reverb Nation. We'll be reminding you guys that at the end. Also, the single we're going to be hearing here in a moment is Get It Now. It's a single that is available for purchase on Amazon.com, one of our partners here at Conversations Live. We're going to be listening to that here in a moment. As far as music goes, you know, I know that, you know, it is a gift that you have appointed. When you think about the way that the gift, thanks to the internet, literally the world is at your fingertips because of Facebook, Twitter, Reverb Nation, sites that you're taking advantage of. I got your email newsletter where you were talking about this conversation, so you're able to reach people that way. What has it been like for you to use the internet to not only be a tool in marketing yourself, but also in spreading the word about your ministry as well?
Well, it's been like, you know, a very, I want to say very positive experience because, like you said, there are so many things at our disposal. You know, like, I know when I was doing ministry like 10 years ago, I can remember, you know, even though the internet was there, but it wasn't like the, you know, the mecca for people that it is now. And
right.
I can remember back then, you know, like needing to make a lot of flyers and mail and, you know, a lot of grunt work. And I'm not saying I still don't do those type of things, but it isn't as necessary now because of places like Twitter and, you know, Instagram and Facebook and stuff like that. You're able to, like, reach people at a click of a mouse, and that is, like, a wonderful thing to me. It's a wonderful thing. And just, like, to sound like Cyrus, or not Cyrus, what was his name from, Lori, help me now, can't even think of his name. Our people, our bitter people, the people on A&E, you know, he says, I'm happy, 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 feel. That's what it is. Phil Robinson from the Doug Dynasty people, they say, happy, happy, happy. That's what it makes me. It makes me happy, happy, happy to have all those outlets to be able to use and not have to cost me so much money. You know what I'm saying?
Right, exactly. You know, it definitely is, I think, a way of kind of, we talk about on the program here a lot of point is it's really leveled the playing field because you really can reach out to people that you couldn't do before. So for you, do you feel the pressure with each and every single appointed? I mean, I know the music business side of it can be a competitive aspect, but because of the message behind it, do you still feel the pressure of delivering your best with each and every song?
Absolutely. You know, and even if it wasn't this, it's like whenever I'm doing stuff, Cyrus, I do my best to, like, do my best at it because, you know, we're supposed to do all things as unto God and, you know, give Him our best, give Him excellence. So whatever I have, you know, whatever's in my arsenal, you know, and that's what I use. Whatever it is that I have, I use it to the utmost. And I'm, like, thinking, you know, if I'm faithful over this little bit, I can trust that God's going to give me increase. And that's exactly what I find Him doing in my life.
Yeah.
So I just use what I have. You know what I'm saying? To the best that I can. I just try to do the best with what I have.
Yeah. And I think that's a lesson for all of us, Appointed. Again, everyone, a gospel recording artist, Appointed, has been our guest. She's been talking with us not only about her beginnings, you know, when she first realized the gift that has been given to her through her voice, but also the message she's been able to share as well. I mentioned there's a single that you have available, and you do your fans a great service, Appointed, by allowing some of your music to be free on Reverb Nation. But there are also opportunities like we were able to do in being able to support your ministry by purchasing music as well. One of those singles is called Get It Now. It's available for only 99 cents on Amazon.com, so we encourage our listeners to go over to Amazon, and we'll be posting that link on Facebook and Twitter as well. Talk to us about the single Appointed and how it came about.
Get It Now is a part of my testimony, because before I was out there in the world, and I wasn't giving God much of a thought. You know, maybe during holidays or something like that, I might think about him, like for Christmas, go to church, Easter, something like that. You know, but mostly I wasn't, and he was just some distant person to me who, you know, if I didn't do the right thing, would punish me, basically. And I, you know, I just really didn't care about him very much. But then I really met him for the first time, and I started to recognize that, you know, what God really wants is to love me away from death and into life. So yeah. That, you know, that's what that song is about. I get it now. You've opened my eyes. I see what, you know, he's love. People think he's hate or, you know, some benevolent grandfather or something like that. But, you know, he's just a loving God who's just waiting for people to come to him just as they are so that he can show them, you know, usher them into something so much more and so much better for them. So that's what that song is about, getting it now, just a revelation that God loves me. I get it.
Well, here is recording artist Appointed with her single, Get It Now. As I said, it's available right now on Amazon.com. Appointed, stay with us. At the end of the song, we're going to be letting our listeners know how they can stay in contact with you, as well as how they can continue to support your music, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, you're listening to Conversations Live here on the radio side at 92.3 FM and online through blogtalkradio.com. Here is Get It Now.
Along the way, I heard about you, Lord, but I was living my life fast and hard. I can see way back when you were with me through thick and thin. Lord, even when I turned my back on you, you weren't done. No, you just weren't through, and I get it now. Give your love and liberty. Why you love me so? I will never ever really know. Now that I know what I know, I will never let you go.
You shine your love all over me. Warm me once more.
So love me.
My
heart.
Artist Appointed here on Conversations Live, 92.3 FM for our radio listeners, but online around the world, thanks to blogtalkradio.com. That single is available right now for only 99 cents through Amazon.com. We've actually been speaking with Recording Artist Appointed during this part of our conversation. So, Appointed, when people hear your name, when they hear music by you, what do you want them to think about and what do you hope it does for them?
Well, I hope that when they hear my music that they'll think, wow, this lady really loves God, and she really loves people, and she's expressing that through the message. You know, she wants people to feel the love of God as well, you know, and know that God has, like, a plan for you, like I said in that song, that you have a plan for us, and that the plan isn't a bad plan. It's a really good plan. As a matter of fact, it's an everlasting plan. So I'm hoping that, you know, when people hear the songs, that, you know, mainly they'll just know that I love God, and God loves me, and God loves them, and we all love each other, you know, like a love message.
There you go. You heard it right here first. Again, everyone, Recording Artist Appointed. Appointed, let our listeners know how they can stay in contact with you and, of course, support the music.
Okay, great. I've got a website. It's www.appointed.m like Mary, O like Orange, B like Boy, and I like It, Appointed Moby. And just about anything that you want to know about Appointed is on that website. Sometimes we're a little slow on updating, but mostly you can find out stuff about us there. And Twitter at Appointed, APPOINTEND. There's an N in there because Appointed was already taken by somebody else. And, you know, I know I'm a bad sport. But anyway, yeah, and on Facebook, Minstrel Appointed, because I couldn't just get appointed there either. That's one thing I recognize as far as I got too many different names, dude.
You know, but now all they have to do is go to our website and they can find all of them. So that's the great thing about it, Appointed. So everyone, make sure you guys do go and support the single, though. Get It Now is the single that's available on Amazon.com. Make sure you guys support that. And Appointed, congratulations to you on the single and also on the music, and we look forward to staying in contact with you.
Okay, thank you so much. And I really, really, really enjoy being with you today, Cyrus. You're an outstanding person as a host, man. You just roll it. You're throwing it down. I just love it. Your radio voice is so outstanding, and your questions are great. So let me just give you some more flattery. Thank you so much.
Well, look, I appreciate that, and appreciate the music and the message that you're giving as well, Appointed. So definitely looking forward to having you back on the program. Again, everyone, Recording Artist Appointed, make sure you guys do support her and her music. Get the single, and also make sure you guys pass the word along. Thankfully, it's very easy to be able to do that, thanks to the social sites being able to pass on the word. And, of course, if you came in late and missed part of this conversation, as I see some of you guys have done, not only online but also through our switchboard by calling in, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast about 3 minutes after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places, and we tagged Appointed on both of them to make them very easy for you. Head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on the link. You can listen to the show completely for free and also share it with your friends using the social media buttons that I mentioned earlier. That's going to do it for us for this part of our program. Until next time, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and, of course, a great book. Thank you all for tuning in to this edition of Conversations Live. Make it a great one.